The Unalaska girls basketball team plays their first game of the season tonight in King Cove. Last year, under coach Casey Clausius, the team qualified for the state championship for the first time in years. The fourth year head coach sat down with KUCB to recap last season and share his expectations for this year.
The first game at state, we end up beating a close game against Unalakleet, and then we went and played Metlakatla, which that one was kind of our letdown in the second half. That was a team that we didn't know we could compete with for a long period of time, and we ended up leading them at halftime by 10 and then falling short in the second half. And then we lost to Nanana. It was our first time we've played them in many years as well, and lost them, and we got fourth place.
This year, are we going to see a lot of the same faces on the team, or are there lots of new players?
This year for basketball, we've had a lot of the same faces. We have the Villamores with Kayla and Kiara Villamore. And then we have Haley Wilson in the post with Allery Tungle. And then the complement, all of those four, is Alexis Magalong and Mia McWilliams. And then we're just trying to look at a fine balance between who's going to play off the bench a lot, if it's Risa Bukeneg or May Hesetta. Or even maybe a young freshman. I don't know yet.
So looking ahead to this weekend, you're facing off against King Cove. Can you tell me what to expect or what you're expecting from that game and from that team?
Well, it's been a while since we played any Aleutian school. And it's kind of a bit of who's the best in the Aleutians. King Cove in the past has been very successful at the 1A level. They've been where they've had a lot of state appearances. They also lost in the final game a few years ago. They got in fourth place this last year, very similar to what we did at the 2A level. And they didn't really lose anybody either. I mean, they have a girl who's played a lot of some AAU ball in the summertime, as well as a couple good post players. So it's going to be a good challenge for us this weekend.
Looking down the line, are there other games to watch or close contests that you expect?
We go and travel to Seward and play in a good 3A tournament down there. We also go to Delta as well, and that's our upcoming one is Delta. And we're traveling up there, you know, 6-hour drive, get out of the van and go play games against Delta and a lot of the schools around the Fairbanks area. And then we also play another Aleutian school with Sandpoint here, as the boys will be going to Sandpoint, and then we'll play another home games against Tok, which last year we were very successful against them. We're hoping to do the same. And then it's going to be a battle for regions. So I tell the girls that we got to play hard and can't throw any games away. I mean, every game is worth some meaning because our region has changed. We've adding 3 or 4 new teams with Selawik, Point Hope, Unalakleet. So it's going to be a really good competition for regions. We want to have a good schedule and play well in the season, especially starting off against King Cove.
And what do you think it will take for the team to make it to states again?
Oh, geez. Well, states a long ways away. And I was telling the girls, that was last year's team. We played, the first time in 19 years we got there, that was last year's team. Even though the girls, most of the girls all came back to play this year, this is a new season. So the expectations are just one game at a time. We're hoping just to work hard, both offensively and defensively, and limit our turnovers and shoot well from the field and try to outwork our opponent every possession. And if you play one game at a time with a mindset like that, then overall throughout the season you should be successful.
You can catch live coverage of the girls' basketball game on KUCB 89.7 FM starting at 6 p.m. tonight and tomorrow.